KSIV now presents Encounter, a public service program of Bot Radio Network, dedicated to keeping you informed about the issues that affect your life. Now, here's today's Encounter broadcast.
One night, my husband Ray and I went to dinner at a smoking ribs place, and we got into conversation with Joe Vaccaro. Even though he was eating at a different table, we just kept talking throughout the meal, and he is the 23rd Ward Alderman in the city of St. Louis, and he was so interested in us, and I recognize that because I love to pick up on people when they are really interested in others. And he talked to Ray about the homeless, and we just had a great chat over a meal that we hadn't planned to eat together. So I asked him to come on Encounter today. He is a Democratic pro-life alderman in the city of St. Louis. Now, what a challenge that must be for him. And so stay tuned, because we're going to get to know Joe a little more about his life and family and just what made him run for alderman and where he stands on issues today. So please stay tuned. I'm Judy Redlich. This is Encounter. Joe, welcome.
Thank you.
Well, tell us a little bit about yourself, your life before you ran for alderman.
Well, you know, I've been very blessed in life. I own the car wash auto repair at the corner of Hampton and Highway 44. I did that until I became an alderman, probably one of the more conservative aldermen on the board. I'm not as progressive, I guess you would say, as some of the younger people.
And why did you decide to run for alderman?
Because you always see things that you think you could do better. I will admit that part of it after I ran was not as easy as I thought it would be, but it's all about trying to keep my particular neighborhood together. I also have city-wide issues. I do a lot with Larry Rice's group with the homeless. They were told last year they were not allowed in City Hall as a group. So before the COVID, I had all of them come in, and we would do a meeting every Friday before the board meeting with Larry Rice and all the homeless, and we would try to work with them because I didn't think it's fair that they would be standing outside in the snow and the rain. I've worked with the homeless for a very long time, long before I was ever even an alderman, that I'm passionate about.
How did your passion, a great such passion for life and for people who are so vulnerable, come to be, Joe?
I'll give you a little of my background. I was probably one of the goofiest, troublemaking kids at the age of roughly 16, because I was experimenting with drugs and I overdosed. I ended up in the hospital, and I also ended up at Wolf Center, which was more or less a mental art. It was terrible. I ended up with agoraphobia, where I was afraid to come out of my house, and I met a psychiatrist who's still my friend today. But at the time, would I have said, that's a blessing? I would have said, no, this is horrible. Why would something like this happen to me? Most of the friends I hung out with then are dead or brain dead, and had all that not happened, I probably would have been in that same situation. So I wasn't like a drug addict. I only did them for like 4 weeks, 5 weeks. It doesn't take much to overdose on drugs. You don't have to be a drug addict. But it set me on a different path. And at that point, you look back and you say, God had a different path in mind for me. At that point, my girlfriend, who's my wife of 47 years, was pregnant. And I just think God had a different plans for me. And had I not gotten extremely sick, which at the time, you can't see that as a blessing. But had that not happened to me, my life would be completely different than it is now. I have compassion for people with mental illness. I have compassion for people that do drugs. I have compassion for homeless people. I was at the very beginning part of St. Peter and Paul Church, along with Dick Pikey and Egger. We would stay down there on certain nights of the week. At the time we went down there, it was women, children, men, all in the same area, in the same room. Just a basement. At that time, Father Krebs came to me and he said, Joe, we have a building, but we don't have everything we need to separate the women and children. So I called all my suppliers. I said, will you go ahead and order everything? I said, and I called my suppliers and said, look, you guys want to supply me at the car wash. We need to support this and get buy this furniture and get all this done. And we did.
And that's still going today at St. Peter and Paul, isn't it?
Well, this was a spinoff of Peter and Paul. It was a shelter for women and children, which separated them away from Peter and Paul. It's still by the same church.
So you did that all before you became an alderman?
Oh, I did that probably 20 years ago.
Wow.
It's been a long time. And what was interesting or nice, we were in there, and I was looking at the shelter, and one of the ladies asked Father Krebs, where did all this come from? And he didn't say, well, Joe got this. What he said was, it was sent from an angel from God, which was really cool, because it didn't come from me. And even though, yeah, I lined up stuff, and me and my friend Brian Sweeney turned around 2 years in a row for them and helped them with their homecoming along with the Beauchamps and the different neighbors. And we raised about $20,000 to support the church and the different homeless issues.
Working with the homeless. What prompted you to run for alderman 12 years ago?
You see things that, you know, you complain. You say, gee, I don't like the sidewalks not getting done or this tree's not getting done. So you complain about things you see. I think this could be better in the park. Well, if it were me, I would do this. That's what prompted me to run for alderman.
And as a pro-life alderman, tell me what that's like.
Well, up here, they want to call you a dino, which stands for Democrat in name only. Because if you're apparently not for defunding the police or closing the workhouse, or if you're not pro-choice, then you can't be a Democrat. I have issue with it because what I do in my personal life, I will take God's law over man's law. And that was taught to me and Pastor Rawl and Pastor Bill over at Timothy Lutheran, even though I'm Catholic. I do Bible study with those guys, and it's pretty simple. You can choose either one, but it's either God's law or man's law. I choose God's law. And if, for whatever reason, people choose not to vote for me, because of that, then they do. I work hard for my neighborhood, and my views as an alderman really does not affect that, although they did try to stop us from doing prayerful protests outside Planned Parenthood, and I was able to work with the other aldermen, and we were able to defeat that. If people have the right to protest and shut streets down, we certainly should have the right for prayerful protest anywhere we want. Pro-life is a lot more than anti-abortion. Pro-life is from the womb to the tomb, and some people call themselves pro-life, but they're just anti-abortion. But pro-life is a lot more than that. I would assume there's probably more aldermen that are pro-life on the board. They're just not as open about it.
Joe, we have a lot of serious problems in the city. If you were to give some tips, you know, we're right now in people looking at voting for new candidates now that Lyda Cruzan's not going to be running. How would you address some of the city challenges we have?
Well, the challenges in the city, one is accountability. When we don't hold people accountable for crime, that's a problem. That's an issue. I do believe, and I tried to do this, although it got voted down, what I would like to see is social workers in with the police, not eliminate the police for social workers. I think that we have to work within the system. Something I like to brag on, and everybody needs to do this, but nobody does. You need to get involved in Big Brothers and Big Sisters. I started with Michael. We started at 12 years old. Michael had challenges in the sense that he's in a neighborhood that if you're not one of us, you're one of them. Michael kept himself clean all the time from all that nonsense. Michael is now 21 years old. He's in the Navy, and I couldn't be any more proud of him. So if we're going to fix the system, we got to start with the young kids. We have to let them know that getting in gangs, it's not the answer. And you don't need to be in a gang to be somebody. A lot of these 15-year-old kids that are being shot, some of them are getting mixed into gang stuff and gang violence. Everything's about street justice. If we're not going to do justice, and I certainly don't agree with our prosecutor here, but if we're not going to prosecute and we're not going to hold people accountable, you're going to have street justice, and that's what you're seeing.
We're talking with Joe Vaccaro, who is the alderman for the 23rd Ward in the city of St. Louis. Joe, what about this whole thing, the murder rate and COVID? You know, people are talking so much about COVID, but they forget that there's so much violence in St. Louis City that there's been 230 murders already this year.
There's more people dying from guns and being killed, and roughly, I believe it's close to 1,000 people have been shot. Then are dying from COVID. Again, I just believe they're not holding people accountable. And it's also a fear of retaliation, that if you tell on someone that shot someone, that they're going to come and kill you. And I don't know how you fix that. The only way you really fix that is to get police enforcement. Now, I do pray, and I pray every night about this. I don't know that it's a special prayer, but it's a simple prayer that the gun violence would end. We ask Jesus, please end all the gun violence and put it in the hearts of the politicians and put it in the hearts of the people that they want to see this end, that the politicians make the right decisions, that they make decisions that help people. I always ask this in Jesus' name because we're never going to solve this. But at whatever time Jesus intervenes, then things will get better. A lot of people just don't even believe in God, more or less Jesus, and that's a problem.
So what recommendations do you have for other people who are serving in public office about being bolder for their faith if they believe in Christ?
Quit worrying about getting votes. If you're going to run for office, stay true to yourself. Mr. Slay, not the mayor, but his dad, told me when I ran, he put on every piece of literature, nobody's boy, everybody's man. And he told me, don't go in there making up one thing with one group. Because people, politicians do that. They're in this group. Oh, I'm all about you over here. They're in this group. Oh, we're with you over here. They talk in circles. Be true to what you believe. And you let the chips fall where they may. I think when you start selling yourself out, and then you got to remember who you told what lie to, be true to your faith. I think there's a lot of good Christian people that are in Christian people office that are afraid to say that they're Christian people. On the day that you're judged, you have to stand there and say, I was needing to vote, so I denied you. If you need votes that bad, you have to sell your soul out. That's a problem. I do know that Jesus died for our sins, so I do know we're forgiven. But you also have to be true to your faith, and you have to be true to what you believe. And if more politicians would do that, we would be in a much better shape. But people hide behind, I don't have to say that I'm pro-life. I don't have to say I'm anything. As an alderman, we don't vote on it. So it's easy for people to hide, to say, when I'm at church, when I'm at, oh yeah, I'm a Christian, I'm a great Christian. And then when you're out in these groups that are anti-Christians going, yeah, I'm all for you, I'm, you know, you guys are right. Be true to your faith, follow God's law, and pray. And I think that as a nation, if we do that, we'll be just fine. If we keep going in the direction we're going in, no, I had a lot of concern.
Joe Vaccaro, the alderman for the 23rd Ward in St. Louis City. Joe, your ward encompasses what area?
It's the southwest end of the city. We have Tillis Park and Linenwood Park. I will admit my neighborhood's fairly conservative. We have Chippewa and Hampton on one border. We go up to Arsenal. We go all the way out to Maplewood on one end. So it's kind of the southwest corner of the city.
Joe Vaccaro has been my guest today on this edition of Encounter. I'm Judy Redlich. You know, it might be helpful if you got to know your aldermen and find out where they stand. They need to hear from you. Joe, thanks so much for taking the time today to come on Encounter and share your heart with us.
Well, God bless you. Thank you so much for inviting me.
If you've listened to me at any time at all, or you've been friends with me, you know that I love to help people tell their story. Another thing I enjoy doing is helping people find their highest potential. If you're in a life's rut and you just can't figure out how to get past your stuck place, a life coach like me could help. Let me walk with you through your journey of transition. I'm a Christian life coach, and to find out more about my coaching, go to my coaching page at judyredlich.com or email me at jredlichspeaks@gmail.com.